Bud Lars. Sussex County Maintenance Garage Project Number 17-09, recommendation to award.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. This is concludes a multi-year process for the multifunction building. And you may recall, you and I worked on this quite diligently together. We had a number of county agencies involved, and we arrived at a compromise for the building, cutting it approximately in three functionality zones, 10,000 square foot building. We do have some avoided costs. We can garnish savings in the future by not having a lease for the specialized EMS storage. This facility will allow us to do all of the county's automotive functions in the future, as well as the radio functions which we perform for our volunteer fire companies and ambulance companies. It's a very unique approach the county has. It's a multi-year effort, and we have a very competitive bidding environment. We have reached out to a lot of companies, had excellent participation in the pre-bid meeting, and in the end received five bids, very narrowly spaced, with the low bid just above the engineer's estimate. However, we had a number of alternates we could exercise, which we actually brought us below the engineer's estimate, and we chose to do the fit-out functions ourselves. That includes the last lift we're going to buy and some specialized workbenches and storage shelves. So I am pleased to say that we wholeheartedly recommend it, and I hope you feel the same.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that contract 17-09 Sussex County Maintenance Garage be awarded to the Delmarva Veteran Builders, LLC, for their low bid of $1,993,110 for base bid items A1, A2, A3, A5, and bid alternate B3.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Mr. Burton.
A few questions. Sure. Gina, how many cars do we service?
245.
Okay. The Mike and I got a tour of this facility, and what we're currently doing, we're doing in two facilities.
Two and a half
facilities. Mm-hmm. So you know what I saw was a needed expansion. It's a lot of money. But the buildings just are not at a level of service to provide the service that we're providing to these vehicles. You know, servicing a couple hundred cars. You got OSHA requirements that I see that are a little in the older buildings, maybe need to be looked at a little bit. So it's a big business. I think this is something we should do. You know, investing in servicing of vehicles decreases buying new ones, and so I got a full understanding of this thing, and I appreciate your bid effort because I know it was ongoing.
Any more questions?
Just one generic one. This facility, Hans, how long do you? As we continue to grow as a county, and our fleet will grow accordingly, how long do you expect the lifespan, quote-unquote, of this building?
I would say you're leading the witness because I was wondering about that question. And yes, this, we designed it with a 50-year lifespan.
50?
50.
You always tell them it's a lifespan.
This building is a well-designed building. It's structurally very sound. And the bays are laid out in such a way that we can serve entire fleet for our 20-year horizon. So there's your two bookends. Our fleet service 20 years, our building life expectancy 50. So that's a very worthwhile investment.
Okay. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr.
And sir,
President.
Thank you, before you go any farther, thank you very, very much for your effort in this project. It's been a very long, drawn out, a lot of effort put in this, and we certainly appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I think you should get a pickle.
Pickle, okay.
The Route 54 sewer expansion, Fenwick Island area, you've touched this a couple times. starting from the expansion of the district, the initial expansion. But we also had the bid advertisement fell in the mid-summer of June of 2017. We had a minor expansion district a couple months later. We've made you fully aware there were some minor costs associated with it. We didn't know the exact numbers at the time. We're pleased to come in today and say the numbers to expand the area, which you had approved, is less than $100,000. We now know that some of the contingent items will not be used. We had previously built in for dewatering and for restoration purposes. We can harness that money. And in the end, we can recommend to you a net zero deduction change order, which is great because we have additional customers, additional infrastructure for less cost. So it's a win-win all around. So it needs to be approved this day. I'm glad you could squeeze it in because we need to get this signed and move forward.
You have a motion, I would assume?
We have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, change order number one for contract 14-10 Route 54 sewer expansion to the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District area be approved, decreasing the amount by $6,948.90 for a new total contract amount of $2,223,562.10.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, sir. President. Thank you very much. Ms. Cornwell, report on the change of zone number 1846, filed on behalf of CMF Bayside LLC.
Thank you. So at the County Council hearing on March 20th, Council deferred action, left the record open for the change of zone application. We did receive the information on time as requested by County Council. They did remove the two ponds that were of concern, and they did provide conditions, some recommended conditions of approval for environmentally sensitive items. And then the record, if you so choose, would be left open for written comments for those specific items for 15 days.
Okay. That's all we need to do, I think, Mr. Moore.
They removed the ponds, is that correct?
They removed the ponds.
I thought you should.
So 15 days from now, the public has access to make comments on this in writing.
Correct. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is Georgetown Middle School Robotics Club. They're requesting $1,000 for the robotics club to attend the World Championship in Kentucky. Funds will be used towards travel expenses associated with competing at the three-day event held in late April. No previous grants have been given, but a similar grant of $500 was given to Georgetown Elementary School by Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson?
I'll give $1,000.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, to give $1,000 out of his council bank account for that this event.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one's Lewis Children's Learning Gardens requesting $600 for their Children's Learning Garden. Funds will be used for a variety of garden-themed activities, including storytelling, nature, arts, crafts, cooking, exercise, dancing, and singing. A previous council grant of $500 was given by Mr. Burton.
Mr. Burton?
I'll give the $600 request.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $600 to the Lewis Children's Learning Garden for operating and garden construction costs for Mr. Burton's council bank account. Questions on the motion?
How many kids? Do we know how many kids?
I don't know how many kids, but it's
carload.
It's more than a carload. It's a lot of activity in the back of the library, and they have a community garden back there that's pretty neat. It's worthy of the $600.
More questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the last one is the Milton Historical Society is requesting $750 for their Discover Delaware 2018 lecture series. Funds will be used for an evening lecture series held during May through September that will focus on unrepresented populations, specifically peoples of Nanticoke and African American heritage and women. Last council grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Burton.
Burton.
I think that's a well worthy event, and I will give the $1,500.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,500, Mr. Burton's council bank account to the Milton Historical Society for Discover Delaware 2018 lecture series.
Questions
on the motion?
Yeah, their request is $750.
$750.
Well, I'm told you said $15.
You just said $1,500.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm backing up.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
You're backing up.
Request is 750. The last grant they got was 1500.
Right, that's what you heard.
750 is what they're requesting.
So, Mr. Wilson, if you'll withdraw your motion, or your second, Mr. Burt withdraws your motion. Now I have a new motion.
Of 750.
Of 750.
My council, Madam
Council, second by Mr. Wilson.
I was going to help him spend his money.
So is that a second? He seconded, yes?
Wilson.
Okay. for 750.
That's correct.
Okay.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Harlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are four. The first one's in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a storage warehouse for small contractors to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 4.74 acres, more or less.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
The next one is also in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a trucking business, landscape, and material storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres, more or less.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
The next one's in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a I-1 institutional district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 19.9136 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
And the last one is also in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C5 service limited manufacturing district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 5.306 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Burton introduces it. Council member comments. Council member comments. Mr. Cole.
Yes, I had the Delaware Seaside Railroad Club has given us a certificate of appreciation because we've helped sponsor many of their events and their facility. So I just like to say that to the rest of the council, we've got a nice little plaque here from the railroad guys here in the county.
Thank you, sir. Any more comments from council?
Put that somewhere.
Council member comments. Yeah.
I'll hang up here.
Last shot. Okay. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you.